And welcome to the BBC.
And good evening, and welcome to Drunkenated English Cast number 3. And today, we have myself, we have Hannah.
Hello.
And we have Dave.
Hello.
And we have my lovely husband and partner in crime, Liam McDonough.
Hello.
He's currently making a nice cocktail for me and has just produced some lovely slow gin jellies of which we're about to partake.
You can see the alcohol in those.
And this is easier to tape on than the thing that we used before.
Ah, yeah.
It's easier to uplift.
Sandy, it's in your hands.
Yes. So, and I won't thank you, darling. And this evening, just for tradition's sake, I think I might put this on a plate on a wooden table. Because that was the funny thing in the last podcast, which, by the way, went up and was listened to by American people.
Oh, my God.
And a lot of English people,
yes,
too.
And I'd like to say, take this opportunity to talk in a northern accent, but also to say hello and good evening to Mr. Jeff, Goddamn Boots, Mr. Barton, Mr. Justin, and Jeff, other Jeff, Irish Jeff, and Isis, and... It's fine. It's her name.
Is it the cat?
No, it's a girl. It's a lady. She's a lovely lady.
Isis?
Yes.
Oh.
Her, no, but her Isis came before that Isis.
What does it say on her passport?
Isis.
What do you mean? She came before the Greek goddess?
I don't know. Anyway, hello, Isis. So, and obviously my lovely, lovely, lovely friends, Nicole and Justin, who I love dearly.
Yay!
Who I cannot wait to see in March. And de-goitered and fresh and happy.
Nipped and tucked.
Nipped and tucked. And anyway,
fresh face.
And looking 20 years younger.
Rock on.
Yeah. So anyway, I've invited Hannah and Dave around tonight. And we have a lovely spread, don't we? Lovely spread. And we've been to Marks and Spencer's, which is a very nice shop in England, which you might have heard of, which produces
quality.
Some quality food. Quality
no
food.
Expense spare.
No expense spare. Not for my friends, no. Hannah and Dave are coming. I was like, Marks and Spencer's. Money is no object.
No.
With my friends Hannah and Dave.
Anything they desire,
yes,
I will provide.
We will provide, yes.
Nothing German here.
No, nothing German here, no, no. So I'm just
going
to...
There is, though. I see a couple of German products.
Well, we do have some lovely wasabi peas here, which I introduce as my hot heat challenge for the evening. But it transpires that Dave is quite au fait with the wasabi peas, as he's also brought his own wasabi peas.
By coincidence.
Wasabi.
We thought wasabi nuts, and you provided wasabi peas.
Ah, there we go, there's the difference.
So the nuts.
They are wasabi coated peanuts, and I have wasabi coated peas.
Wasabi.
So, anyway, can I just say that young David here is wearing a very nice T-shirt from the very infamous Dismaland exhibition, of which Banksy. It's
good old Bristol lad.
Garrett Banksy, like, from Garrett Bristol. And you may have heard of the exhibition Dismaland. I was plastering all over my Facebook page for quite a while.
Oh, oddly,
I didn't even go. So I'm a bit of a...
Oh.
I'm a bit...
You're an authority.
I never actually made it, so...
I'm a local hero.
However, I did go to his last fabulous exhibition at the Bristol Museum in 2009. Oh, I do apologise. That was lovely. Hannah... Just belching after the lovely Marks and Spencer's buffet that I've provided.
That's a kind of quality, isn't it?
Quality, yes.
I wouldn't do that after an hour.
No.
Can I try one of your... I've got some
spoons. Jelly.
Yeah.
I'm going to place this recording device somewhere central so that we can hear everybody and still consume vodka things and anywhere. Where should I put it? Anywhere or prop it up against
it? Why don't we put it in the crisps?
Could
just
pass it.
Is that
all right?
Yay.
Is that better than on a glass plate on a ceramic table?
David made a melange.
A melange.
That's much better.
What's a melange?
Tell them what a melange is, Dave.
It's very sort of all sorts of different flavoured crisps or potato chips, as you might call them.
Yes.
Potato chips.
Cheers.
the size of those.
Cheers, America.
Yes. Wait till Liam's room before we do a toast. Oh, well, let's have some of this then. Liam, could you please describe to me, Dave, what we're having now, please?
This is about a long spoon. This is a small glass, about 2 inches wide.
Yes. Well,
and it's about sort of 3 inches. No, oh, what we're talking about. As they say, that must be at least.
All right. Be
Shakaya jelly,
eh? 8 inches.
Get it in your spoon.
Only a small one.
Okay.
What do they call jelly in America?
Oh, jello.
Jello.
Yeah, jello.
Jello.
I should confirm this later, but I do believe the jelly is called jello in America.
Okay, so it's red jello that Liam has laced with
I've got a berry in it as well.
With some berries.
With some slow gin. Okay.
Smell it.
It's in a glass and you have to eat it with.
Dave, hold on a second. Look at the size of theirs and look at the size of ours.
I only want a little one.
Yeah,
I just want
so
a little
do
one.
I.
That's right. So right.
Right, I'm going to take a
taste. I only want a little one. Give it to me.
Yeah, quite hard, but... Oh, man.
What do they mean then when they say peanut butter and jelly? Jam.
Jam. Yeah. Oh, maybe. Oh, no, peanut butter and jelly is jam and jello is jelly.
It does taste alcoholic, though, Liam. I've never
Liam,
not come across jello.
Could we get pissed on this jelly?
What the heck?
Let's find out.
How did you make it?
Yeah, but don't they do like vodka shots and jelly?
I'll show you one. You can't show us. We're on the radio.
You can describe it.
It's from Thai shop.
Tell us what it is.
It's agar-agar.
Agar-agar from the seaweed.
Oh, so it's a seaweed.
No, don't say that. I'll put Hannah on. It's jelly. That's what you need to know.
But if you're a vegetarian, that's what you need.
It's jelly for vegetarians.
It's seaweed.
Of which none of us are.
No, it's not supposed to be salty. It's supposed to be.
Yeah, but if you got normal jelly, then it would be like flavour of strawberry, orange, or whatever.
No, I would say this is a fruity flavour.
The flavour is coming from the gin, the slow gin.
Slow drinking.
I can taste food.
Can you taste alcohol?
Oh, it's got alcohol,
isn't it? It tastes nice, but it doesn't taste
absolutely
delicious.
It's really
nice. I like it. I think that's nice, then.
What do they say about it to begin with? I've got to get rid of that slow gin. I don't know how I'm going to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. I know. I'll turn it into a jelly.
Yeah, okay. I'm feeding it to Hannah and Dave tonight, yeah. So thank you for that. You've helped us clear the slow gin backlog. Because he's just made a new batch ready.
Oh, this is lush.
I must say, your alcohol concoctions are very slow heavy.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's got tequila in it. Like you're slow.
Tequila?
You?
Yeah.
What the fuck? He said it was gin.
Hold on.
And gin.
It's
got gin, tequila, and amaretto. Amaretto?
Seriously, are you joking?
Liam!
Oh, really?
My God.
He made it when I was at the hairdresser and I didn't know what's in them.
Dave!
You had to because that's how much liquid it needed. I only had that much.
You get really drunk on these drinks. Actually, they are quite alcoholic because as soon as I've had it, I'm feeling quite. Are you feeling quite. It's just hit me suddenly.
I'll have another and just test
it. Yeah, they are.
Do you know what? They are alcoholic because I do feel suddenly quite.
Do you?
Squiffy?
Do you?
Yeah, it's just suddenly hit me.
Okay.
Oh, well, I'm having another one then. He's put loads because he made them when I was out. When I came back from the lodge, I opened the fridge and there's fucking loads in the fridge.
He says he's put tequila, vodka, gin, and
oh my God.
I'm amazed it's solidified, to be honest. And it's very solidified.
But
don't worry, I'll put
it. How many are there?
Oh my God. Okay, a tonic.
Oh, dear, why? If I don't get
there are four of us, and we've had one each. And Liam has just brought out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Give me another one.
So there are 7 more
to eat. Does that make you quite drunk? Oh, no, I like the little ones.
By the way, America, do check out Peel's new album.
Yeah.
We can smash them after.
John
Lydon
actually did
it in America. Haven't got room, Sandy.
Can you eat the slow berries? They're edible, yeah?
But he lives over the wrong side of America.
I thought they were authentic.
On the left.
Authenticity.
Seriously, is there other kind of boosters in this pop show gym?
It tastes like It's really good, I have to say.
Those noises you can hear outside, by the way, are fireworks, because it's what we call bonfire night. Guy Fawkes night.
Yeah.
Guy Fawkes was the famous anarchist.
They know all about Guy Fawkes.
Tried to destroy the Parliament.
Those
masks have been adopted now. Yesterday there was a million mask march in London.
Yeah.
They managed to light a police car on fire.
Said, Guy Fawkes is from England, you know.
What's the story originally about Guy Fawkes? Tell them. So basically, he wanted to blow up the Houses of Parliament, didn't he?
He did.
And he was foiled. The plot was foiled. And we celebrate Guy Fawkes Night. Whereas actually now, we quite like it if Guy Fawkes blew up the fucking Houses of Parliament. Because it's full of wankers.
Anarchy.
We would probably liked it back then as well.
Yeah.
If we were alive.
Yeah, it's probably the same, isn't it?
This is why we celebrate. But, listen.
Yeah.
Remember
the 5th of November. Gunpowder, treason, and plot.
That's right. God, I've forgotten that bit.
Mm-hmm. So with bangs outside, you can hear our fireworks that we let off to celebrate.
Fireworks.
Anarchy.
And not gunshots. We're not living in. We're not living in, like, South
America.
Central LA.
Fireworks. Firecrackers. No. Catherine wheels.
Our cats, if we can.
Sparklers.
Sparklers, yeah. Never said sparklers.
Oh, and?
You said rockets?
Nope.
Dave has bought us some fireworks, which we're going to let off later in the backyard when the cats are safely indoors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We can't shut that door. Those will be locked out all night forever and ever, I'll make, because there's no lock for it. Oh, but we can shut the living room.
I got locked out in the garden once, so I had to climb over the back.
I never knew that.
Where did you pee?
You climb over the fence and stuff.
Well, just open up the fence. Did you manage to have a pee? And then they put up the air fence, and luckily...
You can't have bolts on the inside, you can open them out. Yeah.
Well, like, it's a gate, like a gate.
Yeah, but only...
It's like a secret garden back there.
Yeah. It is!
Oh, yeah, well, have you not been around there?
No!
Shall we go out there and have a minute? Let me get my shoes
on. They can open up their fence.
I know it's a gate, and I went out for a...
No, not their gate.
I went out for a fag. And when I say fag...
Yeah, not in the American sense of the word fag. When we say fag, we mean cigarette, not gay person.
Cigarette?
Not e-cigarettes either.
No. Yeah, because last time you were here, you just had the e-cigarette.
Yeah, I got those as well.
Yeah, have you?
Did you bring that new
flavour? I've got a new flavour of e-cigarette.
I'm so drunk that I fancy having a... No, I can't have any e-cigarettes. What am I saying? I'm on a fucking operation in 4 weeks. Stop.
Sandy, you don't even smoke.
Have you got any e-cigarettes where you change it from menthol to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am.
No, listen to Dave's new e-cigarette flavour.
Yeah.
Well, the one I smoke in my car, because I don't really like smoking fags in my car. It's an interesting blend. And, it's quite unusual. It's called Bitty. but America, you might not know why they're laughing. At
Nicole,
word.
Apart from Nicole, who does.
She can tell the
She goes to the Little Britain show.
Bitty.
We'll have to put that up.
Basically, it tastes of sort of warm milk.
Which is why it's called milk. Bitty.
Yeah, it's slightly sweet as well. It's called Bitty.
Can we just explain... And obviously Nicole is well aware of what Bitty means because she did come to the show live, Little Britain show with me in London.
Nicole, I'm impressed.
Oh, this.
Good one, Nicole.
So, Bitty, I will put up a clip before you listen to this, so you know what the hell I'm talking about. Oh, it's on the ceramic plate, Dave.
Because you will every now and then get a little kind of like.
You mean potato chips?
Cross talking, like, you don't like it. Can I just say, I just explained that Bitty why we're laughing. Obviously, Nicole's only an explanation, probably Justin because she may have called him. Is there's a comedy show, not on anymore, called Little Britain with David Walliams and
Cross talking
Matt Lucas. Who basically there's a character who was still at the age of probably about 35, 40, breastfeeding from his mother. And every time he decided he wanted a little bit of milk, he would go, Bitty.
And his mother would get her boob out, wang it out,
and then he'd have a bit of a drink.
Oh, it's great. It's television humour at its finest.
Yeah. English humour at its most vulgar.
Very sophisticated.
And we won't talk about the sketch
in Little Britain of the woman who pissed herself. Oh, oh, that's lovely.
I can't remember that.
Oh, that reminds me of the man.
Oh.
You haven't been watching the Kennedys as an aside, have you?
No.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
Oh my god, it's so good.
It's set us up right. It's set. Oh, sorry. As a sorry, we're just
thing is, I thought it was a serious blammer.
No, it's hilarious.
Oh.
I'll take them all. It's so funny. Can I tell you what it is? Right. Basically, it's set in 1978. Right. Okay. The main character is this little girl who is the same age as I was in 1978.
Aww.
And the music is like a combination of, you know, Osmonds and Glam and disco and punk they have going through it.
Yeah.
And it's just the funniest, funniest thing. We were crying with laughter watching it last night.
Another big one.
Big one.
Every Friday, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You might be able to get on catch up. And last night, they were camping in Wales and they picked up, because he's Welsh, the father, and they picked up his mum in Wales. And they were all in this tent in the middle of this field on the edge of a cliff, and it's pissing down his brain. And they've got a bucket in there to like do everything in. And she, the grand goes in there, and you've got to hear it. It's just so funny.
Do you know what? I just assumed the Kennedys was like some glossy HBO American drama about the Kennedys.
It is so, it's my favourite thing. It makes me laugh my head off every week. It's because it reminds me of growing up when I was a kid. It's what I was like as a kid. The little girl is me as a 10-year-old, basically.
Aww, that's
so good, yeah.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Are you watching Brian Fern yet? Life in Rock?
No.
It's Simon Day from Fashion. Oh. You're the one that used to do the bit that made me laugh. Dave Angel.
Is it? Eco Warrior.
Shadow.
Yeah. Dave Angel, Eco Warrior.
Yeah. And it was his bum from behind, and he was walking along like that. Moonlight Shadow. Do you remember? I loved that bit. It's so good.
Then they go, huh? But then,
I would just rewind it and watch it again and again.
But, can I say, when Caffeinated Podcast, their podcast, I pretty much haven't got a clue most of the time to talk about, but I find it hilarious, so we don't have to explain everything, because they don't fucking explain everything, but I still find them funny, you know?
Yeah,
so,
that's fine.
Yeah.
We went to see, last week, we saw Harry Enfield and Paul Whitehead. It was really good.
Oh,
they just did it like a big, it wasn't the fashion, because Harry Enfield wasn't in the fashion,
no.
But they did, like smashy and nicey and the whole a whole paedophile kind of riff.
Paedophile riff? How did that go?
Oh, I can't remember. And then they did the old gigs and, I don't know, just all those characters.
Yeah.
I'm sure some of them were in the past show, but it was very funny.
I was going to pop to the, it's still recording, I think. It's still recording.
I think we're going out to find the magic gate now.
All right. Okay, we might have to pause then. Okay, we're going to pause the recording for a minute.
The fence that opens. Fences don't open, so. I'm thinking that maybe Sandy and Liam have been taking some acid and something.
Yeah, I don't know how to get back to that page now. Okay, I'm just going to do some stuff here. Swiped or not? I'm swiping. Oh, there we go, I've swiped now. Oh, bollocks. No, it's okay. Okay, so I'm going to pause for now and then we're going to come back because we're going to see the secret fence that Liam got through when he got locked outside and had to climb over two fences or something. And yeah, we'll be back. Okay, bye. Right, okay, we're back now and stuff is carrying on. There's a possible trip around the backyard going to be happening in a minute because I didn't realise till Liam told me recently that because the situation is... Our back door has no key. Brilliant. And the landlord doesn't have one. So, if
your
you shut
door?
This back door here.
This one.
So, if that back door is shut, that's the back door into our backyard. You're fucked, basically.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah. So, I always keep it proper open in the summer and, you know, or have a window open. Anyway, I didn't realise until recently, because you told me, Liam actually got himself locked in the backyard. And can you describe to people what actually happened, how you got out?
Well... I was in the backyard, as you do, you know, hanging.
And the door shut.
And the wind was, I had both doors open, luckily.
That's why, because the front door will make that one shut.
And the wind blew and slammed the door shut.
And that's the thing,
Did your heart stop?
So, I thought, oh shit, I'm going to be locked in here and I've got to get to work.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh, just take it even more.
Uh-huh. Climb over the houses.
So, I shot it round, unlocked it, pulled that fence away, pulled that ever gate away, and then luckily that door there
was still open.
Was still open, so I could get back in.
Otherwise, you'd have been fucked.
Oh, yeah, I'd have been locked in completely. Right, should we do a reenactment?
I'm going to wait here while you do that. No, I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm fine.
But where's my train from?
Liam, can I try a shot of Bucky?
Yeah.
by the way, Bucky.
What is Bucky? Try
Bucky. Bucky!
Hold on, can we just have a little
torch? Bucky is the drink of...
It's dark, though, mind, isn't it?
Should we say that...
Use the torch function on your iPhone.
Gentlemen of the highway. Men of the road. Scottish people that walk along the streets of Glasgow. It's the favourite drink of men of the night on the corner of the street.
I don't know most of the functions on my iPhone.
Your iPhone with you?
Yeah.
So basically, get your iPhone, I'll show you.
Yeah, because this might come in useful for other things, other times.
Just describing to Hannah the torch function on her iPhone.
That she's had for 4 years.
4 years. So,
okay.
Get your page up.
Yeah.
Right, watch me. Yeah. Zoomph. Oh, hold on, she says.
Zoomph.
There you go, like that. Right, got it? Oh.
Huh?
What have you got?
Okay, no, just went like video store. Do you have to make that noise? My fingers are a bit chickeny.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Maybe you got a different iPhone to me.
What have you got? Mine's an iPhone, I don't know, 6 or something. Oh, all right, well, use mine, but please don't drop it. See that?
Why would I drop it?
Well, you know, torch.
Okay, you've got that torch symbol.
Right, okay.
Finally clear. Leah, can you show me the...
So, Hannah, Dave and Liam are now going around the yard and going to show them the way to escape if you get stuck. So, Liam and Hannah have emerged from the other side of the house now in our secret passageway.
Tomb Raider.
Yeah, it is a bit like Tomb Raider. Dave is looking concerned and drinking something called Bucky.
Bucky.
I have no idea what that is. Well, I imagine it's very alcoholic, and we've just had vodka shots as well. So, in typically English fashion, we're getting trolleyed, as is our wont, on a Saturday night. Cheers.
Cheers.
Where the fuck are they? Okay, everyone's returning now. So, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Everything all right?
Buck parsley.
Really interesting.
Have a
little back area.
Buck parsley, Sandy. Do you want to taste buck parsley?
Exploring Sandy and Liam's back area.
Oh, they've just been down our back passage.
Buck parsley.
What is buck parsley? Because I just had a sip. It's nice.
It's fortified monk's wine.
So we're now drinking fortified monk's wine, buck parsley, as made by monks. From time began.
For Scottish drunks.
Barton. But anyway, so, here we go. And also, we're playing in the background my playlist that I'm making for the big party in March, which would be lovely for all you lot to come to. However, apparently, Mr. Goddamn Boots is having a bit of a bash at his place for us. So, we can bring Spotify and play the playlist at yours, or, you know, because Jeff, Mr. Boots, has some good taste, likes a bit of the old Bauhaus, and, you know, so we can play some of our music, you know, and some of your music, and it'll be cool. And can I say, Bart, oh, I haven't shown it to you, Liam, there's a video that Bart made of him driving, and it's just the view of the drive playing a Bruce Springsteen song, and he's called I'm on Fire or something like that.
All right.
But anyway, it's lovely, and it's all in Florida and at night, and it's just beautiful, and I have to show it to you. But yeah, it just reminded us when we were driving in Justin and Liam's car. Justin and Nicole's car. Oh, it was lush. I've got to show Liam. Problem is, my phone's back. I'll show Liam the video now. Okay, bear with. Actually, Hannah's back. She could talk to you for a second.
Oh, God, what about? I was just thinking that jelly.
I'll pause it. Okay, we're back again. No, and we have some questions. We have some questions for you. Okay, so when me and Liam were there in June, we one night decided that we'd make a traditional English roast dinner for Nicole, Justin and Nicole's mum. And so we got most of the ingredients. We got the chickens.
What is sassafras? Sassafras.
Right, after...
Sassafras.
What is it like a good... Is
that's
it like
what,
Google
Lauren Hardy has. Yeah.
What? I've no idea what Dave's saying there. Sassafras.
Drink sketch. What, Lauren Hardy.
What is sassafras?
Yeah, so I have no fucking idea what she's talking about. But going back to the roast dinner question,
Lauren,
yeah. So we were able to buy. Sorry, everyone's talking at the same time. We were able to buy English ingredients in one of the supermarkets where they had stuffing. And I'm so sorry, everyone's talking at the same time as I am at the moment, and so you probably can't understand what anyone's saying because it's just like... So we managed to get the stuffing and we managed to get the gravy because in... I don't know what supermarket it was. They had an... in the, which is funny. In the foreign aisle...
Gravy.
So in the foreign aisles, they had an English section, which is funny because we have foreign aisles in our supermarkets, but obviously they've got, you know, Indian, Thai. But it's so funny to go to a supermarket in America and see that in the foreign aisle was the British section as foreign.
What did you get in that?
And in that aisle, well, curry. They had, yeah, so curry sauces, they had stuffing.
Not, that wasn't an Indian
stuffing,
section.
They had Yorkshire pudding mix, they had gravy, and they had digestive biscuits. You know, that kind of thing. English biscuits, really.
Jammy Dodgers,
Cadbury's chocolate, that type of thing, really, you know. Yeah.
Cadbury's chocolate.
So, you know, well, they didn't have Cadbury's chocolate because they weren't, I heard, what I'm saying is they apparently, Hershey's had banned the import of Cadbury's to America.
Why? Jealous.
Because it's fucking brilliant. And they're jealous. So we brought a shed load of Cadbury's chocolate over in our suitcase.
Cadbury's because they're not
But Jessica put a picture up on Facebook this week of Cadbury's Scream Eggs, the Halloween limited edition cream egg.
Green goo.
With the green goo. So they do have Cadbury's, and actually Jessica has told me in a shop near her they do sell Cadbury's. So I think Jessica needs to talk to Nicole about that because Nicole likes Cadbury's. So
okay. Do they have Snow Bites?
Snow Bites? No, I don't know. Is that a Christmas limited edition thing?
Yeah, it's like
Cadbury's.
It's an egg.
Okay.
It's like a, those are familiar with mini eggs.
Like, oh, I do love a mini egg.
Yeah. Well, I thought I would never love anything more than mini eggs. If I had
Snow Bites. To a Snow Bite. Okay.
So it's like a powdered yeah.
Do they only sell them at Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, okay, in that case, I will purchase some of these limited edition Cadbury's things to take with us to America for you all to taste.
Bites.
Okay. I just have a, got, have a cough.
Just ask.
Have it.
The fuck is that?
Blue.
Is it a toilet cleaner?
It is toilet cleaner. Liam said. Liam said the toilet cleaner was alcoholic, so I just took a swig.
I'm windily.
And that
windily.
Was
windily.
Just...
I'm back. I might take a picture of this and put this up on Facebook to accompany this recording. Bear with. It is this. I've never seen anything like it. Oh my god. Okay. What's with it? I think there's more to it than that. Yeah.
There were pictures taken. Pictures will accompany this podcast.
No, I just makes you drink a beer.
So I was just talking about something. Okay, so we veered off the subject. Okay, so we were making this English roastie for Nicole, Justin, and Nicole's mum Verna, and we got everything apart from one ingredient, which...
Fucker juice!
With an English roastie, if you're having the full-on, you know, Christmas-style-y, you have this thing called pigs and blankets, which basically is sausages with bacon wrapped around. So we've got everything, apart from the sausages were all, like, Italian or salami or spicy, and all we wanted was an English pork sausage, which is what you're supposed to... You know, a chipolata, that's all we wanted.
Yeah.
A banger, as in that you would have bangers and mash, which is another English meal, you know.
German sausages.
Yeah, German, salami.
What is a 12-gauge?
And he'll say that again.
That's a gun, isn't it?
What is a 12-gauge?
That's a gun.
Well, you're talking to the right person because Jeff owns a gun shop.
Oh, my God.
Cool. We don't have guns.
Yeah, and I don't think we should let Dave loose with one either. I don't think that's a good idea. He's brought fireworks tonight. I'm a bit scared. Oh, there's some fireworks going off in the background. Yay.
So, I don't know about guns.
Well, Jeff has invited me and Liam to the gun shop.
Wicked.
Seriously, and invited us to have a shoot. I have said I'm not killing anything that lives. I will only shoot inanimate objects only.
AK-47.
No, were they real?
In Vietnam, yeah.
Oh my god.
You could shoot a chicken for $50.
In Vietnam, they were holding guns and,
And they did say, you do realise that the only people that come to this place to shoot guns are British people, because you haven't got guns.
Yeah, so us Brits don't have guns, so it's a bit of a novelty to us. So, obviously, given the chance to shoot stuff, we will take it with both hands. But we will not kill anything that lives. We will only kill. We will only shoot targets only. That is the stipulation. Am I right or am I right?
I don't like guns.
Well, I said, you know, I'm saying this. I'm sure Liam will have a bash, but I'm not that bothered. I'd rather just sit with a gin and tonic
and
watch.
Hunting
and shooting.
Whatever that is, we don't even have that.
Can I buy some flowers?
Can you buy some flowers?
To put them in the
inventory. See, Hannah's a peace lover. And I am as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
I don't really like
we'll
the idea of it.
The
we'll have flowers in our
have
guns.
A protest and put
well, we'll just, I'm going to stick flowers in the end of all your guns, Jeff, in your shop.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
And just give everyone a hug when they come
and in. And then give everyone a hug.
So you don't need a gun.
Just
have a hug.
You'll
be happy.
Yeah.
My friend from Ohio said he got invited to go coon hunt.
Coon? What's a coon?
Kentucky.
As in where the fried chicken comes
from. You gotta come coon hunting with us in Kentucky, man. Calm down, y'all.
he didn't have a clue what they were talking about.
No, no.
And neither do I.
No.
But it sounded hilarious.
Yeah. I must admit, I am a fan of the Southern Florida accent. It is very different to other American accents. I've got to try. I think of something to say.
Floridian.
Yeah, okay, please don't laugh at me. This is my first bash at Southern Florida accent. And actually, of all our new friends, Barton has the best accent.
Barton Hill?
Barton
Hill is a really rough.
Yeah, in Bristol, Barton Hill's quite a rough area, but don't worry about it. Anyway, reverting back to the original subject of Barton has the best accent. No, we've done sausages.
Oh, right.
So, Bart has very good... It's a very good accent. No, listen to this. He's like, I need to find... Oh, I've probably got some of him on here somewhere. Hold on.
Okay.
And then, let me know. But he,
you're dual devicing.
I have an iPhone in one hand... and a tablet in the other.
Wow.
I do not fuck around.
Does she do that?
Yeah.
Remote control.
Yeah.
And this one's going live on Facebook.
Okay.
Where's my tablet?
I am going to find a bit of Bart talking to demonstrate what a cool accent that he has. The fucking internet's gone funny there. Oh my god, I love that. So like one day we went to the supermarket. Liam, can you pick up the crap off the floor? It's like you're at Joey's. You can spill.
But it's your carpet.
The cat will eat it. Don't worry.
Leave it to me.
Oh look, I'm trying to do something here. Hold on. Oh no, my Wi-Fi is off. No wonder. Hold on. Don't blow your nose onto the floor.
They're laughing.
That's you. It's all through the nose. We don't care about
this
crap. It's
allowed.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, bollocks. Right, hold on a minute. Oh, we're doing English swearing again, though. Yay.
Look at that.
Right, no, I'm trying to find
something.
You
can't see any stains on this carpet.
Don't fucking swear.
I wish you could see stains on it, but the landlord would get us a new carpet.
Oh,
this carpet sucks.
This is actually Bart doing an English accent. Listen.
Thank you for the comment about my dogs.
This is Bart doing an English accent.
That you've had a little bit of wine, eh? Well, I'm
good.
Rubbish.
Yeah, it was good.
That's
show. That's good. Okay, let me just. No. Wait.
If someone said to me like that, I would think, what's wrong with him?
Right, hold on.
Is he funny in the head?
I just realised that I've accidentally sounded like Dane Edna. You'll forgive me, right?
There's Australian.
Not British. Okay, so listen to this is him doing his proper accent, I think. Oh, this is good. No, this is good.
I was doing my best fucking accent.
Oh, he's doing English again.
I don't fucking know what you're talking about. Fucking
champ. It's like the
Pinto. This is trying to do the Beatles. Fucking hell. That sounds like Oasis.
My frat. Okay.
Chat.
Hang on, what's this?
Trash.
Stuff
like Ringo.
Yeah, Ringo Starr. Okay, now I've got
English
some...
English people do honorary, not swear that much.
Honorary English person.
Yeah.
Oh, they fucking want.
Well, he actually, Bart, was, as a kid, I think he was born in Scotland because his dad was in the army, so he lived in Scotland when he was little.
British?
Okay. Yeah, so he's an honorary Brit, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. Or an honorary Scot.
Because he's British.
Yeah. Right, I've got to find Bart talking Southern. Oh, where's the Southern?
Even though they might not like
They're still ours.
Oh, I tell you what, we could... Oh, my God, why don't we ring Bart on Messenger and get him to talk now? That'd be funny.
No.
And then he'd be live on our podcast. Oh, no, he's going to say hello.
Okay.
Right, oh, no, it's not at all.
Sandy, if the conversation lags a little, that's down to you, okay?
Okay.
It's down to alcohol.
Well, we'll just send him a voice message and then he'll send the voice message back.
It's down to Bucky.
Sorry, we're just deciding whether to ring Bart in a minute. Right, okay. So let's do a little voicemail and then he might send one back, maybe. Okay. Okay, are you ready? Okay, good evening, Bart. Good evening, Bart. Here we are. This is Sandy, and this is Dave, and Hannah, and Liam.
All right,
and
Bart.
So we really, really would like it if you would send us a little recording of your bestest actual accent, which is fantastic. All I can find is clips of you trying to speak English, which are very good, don't get me wrong, but... And
just
we like
speak normally.
Yeah, just speak normally because I was just saying you've got the best accent I've ever heard in my life. So.
All right, Bart.
Thank you, Barton Hill.
I've heard you're taking the fucking piss out of my accent. All right, but no, it's all right. We'll have a fucking couple of beers when you're around here.
Yeah, we'll sort it out. All right, kid. Man for it. Okay, so come on, send us a little bit of you talking.
Don't take the piss, though.
Yeah, don't take the piss, mate. Well, I would like to hear what you actually sound like because I want Hannah and Dave to hear your cool southern accent. Okay, cheers. See you in a bit. Bye.
Bye, Bart.
Okay, hopefully we'll get something back in a minute.
Does anyone call him Bart?
No, but we could do on the next thing.
Well, yeah.
And actually, you just said that on the recording, so yeah. No. So,
well,
no.
It's just perfect rhyme. I mean, if that was your name.
I'm going to drink alcohol now because I'm serving up with the food. Why did I do so much food? Fuck's sake.
Damn that food.
Okay, I'm pausing it for a seconda. Okay, we're just now going into the backyard because Dave is going to light a couple of fireworks, hopefully without killing anyone. Okay, so I'm just going to put this down here so you can hear everything. I haven't got any shoes on. I'll watch from here and take pictures.
Right, they're disgusting. Best pictures.
And I've just put Hawkwind on as well.
Oh, I'll sound that song. It goes... Something like, do you put your loving hands out, baby?
Oh, yeah, but I've got another track that was on Cemetery Junction, which I was on last night. I'll play it to you in a minute, because that's on one of my playlists as well.
That's the one there,
cool. Probably, we'll find it.
Oh, that's really funny,
mate. Actually, I did a tiny video.
One of the cats is there. They're going to be all right.
Alright, let me call them in with little crunchies.
Yeah. Can you wait for the cats in, please?
Gwia! Gwia! Shake the greenies.
Gwia!
Gwia! Come on!
Tree!
Come on!
Tree!
come on, gravy. Is that Woody?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, Woody.
All right.
Let's get the pretty cats in first.
Oh.
Yeah, we're recording.
Begging, you put your loving hands out, baby.
Oh, I know, I think I look at me. Wookie, she's going up on the roof now. Wookie, come on, baby. Wookie, come on, trees. Come on, baby. Normally, she's trying.
Is she? She's freaked out with people.
Well, oh, well, she hears it, she'll run a mile.
Oh,
come on, cat.
Oh, I don't want her to be scared. Wiggy, come on.
Okay, we are currently trying to get the cat here. Because
come on.
Like
work, so, come on. You know. What if I get up on that chair and just grab her?
No, don't do that. No, don't do that. That's a swing anyway, so you'd have fun.
No.
I'd like to film that. That'd be hilarious.
Wiggy.
Come on, Wiggy.
No, that's the wrong way. That's walking towards the fireworks. Maybe she wants to watch.
She'll run in here as soon as she hears her. Yeah, she will be scared. So we're trying to get our cats in because Dave's about to light a firework.
Look at her, she's settling down and she wants to watch.
She won't when she hears the noise and no sees it. She'll run. No noise, no? Yeah. And Liam is pointing a torch at me. Okay. So there's no noise with these fireworks, which isn't very good for the tape, really, is it? But they will be lighting up, so I'll do a little film or something. Okay, so we're now jamming in the living room. Liam is on the acoustic guitar, and Hannah is on the electric guitar, except it's not plugged in. And they are making up a new song called Coming and Going. Today night, fake, we're having fun. Come on.
Idiots, leave us alone. Coming and going all night.
It's a classic.
Think you go on out and then you come back in. What's going on? Make up your mind.
For fuck's sake.
Coming and going.
Actually, on reflection, I think the earlier loud noise we heard was them going out the door, not actually them banging on the ceiling about the noise. I think they're just being paranoid. So we're just being paranoid, actually. I need a gin. Can someone make one? Don't worry, I'll do it myself.
Sandy pass a cocaine.
Can I say we're not actually doing drugs? I'm not into that kind of thing.
That's for you Americans.
They don't do drugs. I am quite annoyed that we haven't got the video of the firework, but never mind.
I thought she was cursing the phone and it was recording. Was it my fault tonight?
Oh, yeah. I'm off to make a Bombay Sapphire and some lime gin tonic with ice. I'll leave the recording device here with Dave. Hold it.
Fireworks going off tonight.
And a key.
So, this evening's taken off slightly. Owing to an impromptu songwriting moment. With
just riffing.
Hannah, and Liam. And Dave's just gone for a slash. So we think we're going to wrap this up soon in terms of recording.
Oh, right.
Well, no, we don't need to. No. No, we're not. No, we're not wrapping it up.
No, I know. I'm just getting my drink.
But not the evening, just the, you know, I don't know.
No, I'm waiting.
Think of something inspirational to say to the people. Oh. It's on.
Well, I'd love to hear Liam do a David Bowie track.
Oh, hello, someone's pinged.
It's
Can I say, I haven't put it on Facebook at all, but I've sent it to Bart. That's it, literally Bart only, on a private message, right?
That's fine.
And he's replied with, lol.
Oh, God.
It's the one where you put the guitar over your face and on Sandy knows. So I want it on the public.
Thank you.
Messenger
yeah.
only, just to Bart, nothing else. That's it, right?
Thank you very much.
That's no problem. But he needed to see that.
That's fine. I don't mind Bart's
Bart's
our friend, though.
Yes. I love you. Did you hear that, Lim? Lim. And also he plays guitar and bass, so he'd be quite interested.
So he'll appreciate
yeah, exactly.
That.
Yeah,
he'll get that mentality. Yeah.
I know. I've just sent it to Bart.
I don't mind music.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Sharing it amongst
Bart music, only, that's basically,
fine.
That's it. Yeah.
But, you know, non-music.
Don't worry, I'm not putting that in public. I'm keeping that between the few of us. That's
Thank
it.
You.
That's right.
Should I put that one in tune? It's a bit happy.
Well, you could have done that when I was playing.
Is everyone out for drink? Everyone out for booze? You want to help yourself? Your everything is. If you want what gin, there's gin.
Oh.
Right, the gin's all mine, because no one else likes gin in this place. Do you not like gin, Dave?
I do. It's a good civilising drink.
It's civilising.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
It gets me pissed.
Where's my phone? It's got a guitar tune on it.
Shall I ring the phone? Where's my phone? Oh no, where's my phone? My phone's suddenly warped as well. My phone was here, and now it's not. Have you picked it up? Oh, it's in my fucking hand. How drunk am I? Oh my god.
Dear.
Cheers.
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 Cheers, Barbara. Are you all right for drink, Dave? Lovely. Cheers.
Could I have some of your cigarettes?
Yeah.
And
your music was very good.
Mm, I liked it. Yeah. I did like it.
Thank
it
you.
Excellent.
Coming and going. Have you ever been in a band, Liam?
Yes. Yeah. It never worked out, though.
Aww.
That's the best band.
Pelican Crossing.
That is the best
band. What, the ones that don't work out?
Yeah.
Pelican Crossing.
Pelican Crossing?
Yeah, wasn't it?
In fact, when you think of Harry's birthday, you found some old shy, or they found some old shy rehearsal tapes.
Oh, yeah.
Have them put onto CD for Harry for his birthday. What did Harry say? Dave. Dave was the singer. Did Pelican Crossing ever play any gigs?
No, they weren't that good.
Oh.
What happened, right? We first got together because I played guitar and Paul Oakley, our friend, played guitar as well. And then Matt's mate was a drummer from work, played the drums, and Matthew said, I'll play the bass then. They tried to learn how to play the bass. Already knew what we were doing.
So that's punk, isn't it?
That is punk.
Drummer, who's really uptight about us all, says, are these guys all right? Do they know what they're talking about? I don't like them.
Oh, no.
He's all like that. And then he took us to a pub in Stockwood one day and said, you're just not good enough. I'm going to have to kick you out of the band. And I was stranded in Stockwood by myself.
I thought they didn't give you a lift home.
No.
Bastard.
And Matthew, because he was a good friend, says, well, Liam's not in the band, nor am I.
Oh.
So we formed another band, me, Matthew, and another friend. And the guitarist was a bit of a nut. You got to practice enough. I'm not having this. You got to practice every night. A little strict on us.
And what happened? You didn't practice every night.
Well, it's just, you know, that's what it's like. When you first start a band.
Yeah. I'm there with you, Liam.
Fuck them. Ooh, my language. We're going to have people shutting windows again. I mean, I don't want all that pretty shut already.
What were they called? What was the second thing called?
In a million names, but yeah, because it was my band, I wanted to support
it. Oh, that's a good name for a band. I like
it.
It
is a good one. It's funny that you thought it was a call band Kelly.
It's not a video of a fucking. That's the reason I haven't put it on Facebook, because we're going on about the neighbours. You look so kind of like angst ridden, it's brilliant. Nah. That's good, I like it. That's very good, very good. Very good indeed. That's a good picture of Dave there, I like that as well.
But I don't mind you sharing it with the Americans.
I know, it's just, all I'm sharing it to, I'll tell you who, Colin and Justin, Jeff got our boots and burp, that's it, no one else. On a message that's private, not on my page. Is that right? Because he puts little videos of himself up playing his guitar and things like that, and like, he's really paranoid about it, because he's quite big, he's really paranoid, but I always think it's good, you know? It's like, yeah. Oh, you. Oh, wow. It was shit.
He played a lot of gigs.
I just like the name The Shy. I do like the name The Shy very much.
That's gay though.
Yeah, that is good though, I like it.
You play
Castle Park? Are you sure? I've made a group called Drunk English People to go to Nicole, Justin, Jeff and Bart. So all I've done is sent it to Drunk English People message. That'll keep them amused tonight. That was what I was going to play you, the little, you know, the caffeinated podcast thing. I'm just going to find the little bit.
We recorded onto a CD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Chelsea McBatches. Jeff says, hi, your name. It is my fucking name. Shut the fuck up. It's my name.
I'm still taping.
Sandy, you're the only one that's not given us a tune.
Well, what can I sing?
You can sing You've got to play it on the
I can't
guitar,
play the guitar.
Neither can I.
What I can have a go on is the organ. Bring it out. Bring it out. Because you know I'm a synth girl.
Yeah.
Always have been, always will be.
Can you give us some 80s?
I can. I'll have a go.
Dave, look at this. Dave, look at Sandy.
I'll do a Nirvana.
What song am I thinking of? It's my face.
Don't film me.
Oh.
Why did I name my big neck?
Oh, okay.
Another room a minute because it was so funny.
I know, looking,
but you gotta like not look because it's much funnier when you don't look. If I was near the room doing my makeup, sort of thing,
send down the air.
Wait for it. It was that noise you did. It was like Ross doing it on Friends when he had his funny keyboard thing, you know? Do you remember?
No.
On Friends. You know when he had a synth when he was young?
I don't remember that.
It was that, it was more manic. That was more manic, that thing you were doing. You're like...
Do you remember Ross and Monica used to have their...
Oh yeah, that was funny, yeah. That isn't actually him playing that. No, it's not him doing that.
Oh, I was going to say, that's good.
Yeah, that's bollocks, and you know it. Give it back.
Do you do Neil Gay?
I can do, just if I do a Depeche Mode song, and possibly Yahoo
song. See if I can name the Depeche Mode song. Dave? Okay, we're having named that tune now, the organ. Dave?
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Having named that tune.
What do you want?
Arthur Bryan.
Banjo?
No, I don't want banjo.
Pops.
Good evening. This is the Queen. Please make me a gin and tonic now, because I must attend to the corgis. Philip!